some decent news for the Lib Dems this afternoon, that you're now beating UKIP in the polls, but still a long way to go to recoup the losses you incurred in the last election.
Well, there's no doubt momentum is with the Liberal Democrats. It feels like that. I think we're the only opposition party who are actually excited about this election rather than terrified by it. And that's because we see the opportunity to give Britain an alternative future. I think we can change Britain's future. We don't have to go down the hard Brexit outside the single market kind of narrow line that Theresa May has taken us. I think one of the reasons why UKIP have dropped out of contention, by the way, is because Conservatives have stolen all their clothes. So the pragmatic, sort of liberal, dare I say, you know, Cameron Conservative Party is dead. Those people who are pro-business and pro-free trade who are in the Conservative Party need to leave it because it's left you. And we are the only party now providing an alternative vision for how Britain could be. So, you know, we know what the result of the last election was. I can't affect the result of the last election, but I can affect, hopefully, the one that's coming. And we are very excited about being the only serious opposition to the Tories.
And you said you wouldn't rule out a coalition. Do you really think that that's a good idea? Do you think people would be happy with that as a result again?
Well, look, we'll be reflecting on that over the coming days. I think it's right that people have a sense of what our intentions are in advance. But my sense is that you should want to be in power. But you've got to then look at the people who are on offer, shall we say, from the other parties at the moment. There are many great people, reducing number, I'm afraid, in the Tory party. Some very great people in the Labour Party, moderate, liberal, pro-European people. The problem is they're both led by parties at the moment that have visions that are completely the opposite of the Liberal Democrats. But my sense at the moment is that the talk of coalitions is a little bit fanciful. You know, Theresa May thinks she's going to be, you know, crowned on the 8th of June, and it will be a procession for the next 7 weeks, and not a contest. And the Liberal Democrats' job is to make sure it's a contest. And my message to people out there of all political persuasions is, you might not agree with me on absolutely everything, but perhaps you do agree with me that Britain desperately needs a strong opposition. And if you do agree, then you need to back the Liberal Democrats.
How many seats are you targeting here in the North West?
See, the umpteenth person I'm going to disappoint by not giving you an answer, but there'll be plenty of seats that we will be targeting. Obviously Gorton and Withington, Hazelgrove, Cheadle, Burnley, just to name a handful. But the ceiling, it's hard to tell you what it is. At the moment, things are very fluid. What politics the last 12 months has taught us is that people's traditional allegiances are not what they were. And in many ways, that's right. People should think about at an election, you know, right, who do I want to back this time round? Not just troop out and back who I've always backed. And if the party that you've traditionally supported has just let you down, then maybe you're a Conservative business person or traditionally Conservative business person. You've seen the Tories become all protectionist and anti-free trade, stop voting for them. And if you are Labour and you're somebody who believes in a kind of open, tolerant, united society where we're outward looking and you believe in your trade with Europe, and you see your party voting with the Tories again for this protectionist hard Brexit, stop voting for them and vote for the party that now actually stands for the things that you believe in, the Liberal Democrats.
Tim, are you disappointed that you didn't get a chance at a Gorton by-election?
Well, in one sense, I mean, I kind of think that, I mean, first of all, I mean, our canvas figures, we released them before the Richmond Park by-election, and they were accurate. And so our canvas figures, I can tell you, at the point that the election was postponed to the 8th of June, put us ahead of, behind the Labour Party, I should be clear, but ahead of where we were at this point in the Richmond Park by-election's trajectory was clearly with us. And that's very exciting. I might even speculate that Theresa May, thinking that maybe Jeremy Corbyn might have resigned after Gorton, might have, and if she wanted to fight the Labour Party in its current shambolic state, she needed to go now and not wait, that might have been part of a consideration. So maybe Gorton caused the by-election. Who knows? Not the general election. Who knows? But in any event, it is what it is, and Gorton becomes a seat we'll have to try and win on the 8th of June and not the 4th of May.
The very pro-Europe message might well have a lot of traction here on the cosmopolitan streets of Manchester, but if you go out to a Bolton or a Wigan where people who maybe hadn't voted for decades came out in their droves for Brexit, it could backfire on you.
Well, look, you know, so you talk about those sorts of places, which are the kind of places I'm from. I'm a Preston lad originally. You know, Manchester's the big city where I used to come and visit for the Hacienda and the Affleck's Palace and all that as a teenager. So, you know, I am more from one of those places originally than I am from cosmopolitan Manchester, as you put it. And I'm going to play the class card here. I reckon I'm the only working class leader at this general election. And so the communities that I grew up amongst are the communities that tip Brexit in the other direction. And I think what they want is somebody who's just going to be straight with them and not give them spin and nonsense and say, look, you know, I respect how you voted last June, but the government is choosing to do something you never voted for. They're taking your vote, they're nicking your vote and making it mean something else. Nobody asked us whether we want to be out in or out of the single market, and leaving the single market means we won't have enough money to put funds into that school there, or your local hospital, or to pay for your grand's carer. All those things massively matter. And so being clear with people is really important. I've generally found in the time I've been involved in politics is that if you're straight with people and you're clear and you stick to your principles, even people who don't agree with you have a tendency of sometimes coming around to vote for you, because they like people who are just, you know, none of us 100% agree with everything a political party says. And the people out there who don't agree with everything I stand for but think, do you know what, we'll vote for somebody who's actually been a clear alternative position to the Tories.
Do you think that Brexit is sort of overshadowing this election?
Well, I mean, any politician who says this election is about X stands to be told by the electorate, no, it's not sunshine, it's about Y or Z. So I'm not going to say this election's about Brexit. I'm not. This election is about what the electorate decide it's about. So it should, in my view, be about schools. It should be about care and health. It should be about the fact we haven't got enough money to equip our soldiers properly. We haven't got enough police on our streets. All those things should be about the fact, you know, in this beautiful green environment, that we should be taking climate change a load more seriously and having more renewable energy. The problem is, you know, Theresa May is taking this extreme version of Brexit as if that's what the British people voted for. It's going to have an impact on our ability to afford all those things if she takes us out of the single market especially. So Brexit is, I'm sure, I would predict, going to be an issue all the time, but not the only one. I mean, if you think about it, all these by-elections the Lib Dems have won recently, the council by-elections, the majority of them were in Leave areas, because it goes back to what I was saying a minute ago. People who may not agree with us on Europe nevertheless see a party that's clear what it believes in, stands up and challenges the Conservative government, and people in a democracy want a strong opposition. It's not going to be Labour, it can be the Liberal Democrats.
You spoke about giving the people a choice when it comes to the details of Brexit.
Yeah.
I mean, here in Manchester you've had a general election, you've had a referendum, you've got mayoral elections. Do you think people have got the stomach for more voting?
So Brenda from Bristol trended on Tuesday, didn't she, saying no, not another one. And yeah, I got some small sympathy. I mean, I'm excited, I love elections, but I was going to go to the islands for a week and at the end of May, and that's not now happening. Well, if it is, it'll be on a campaign visit and not with the kids digging, you know, sand pits or anything like that. So, I mean, I think that, are the British people fed up of politicians on their TV screens and election campaigns? Yeah, they are. Are they fed up of democracy? No, I'm sure they're not. I think the thought that, for example, a deal that might leave Britain a lot poorer, a lot less safe and a lot less powerful in the world, being imposed upon the British people in 2 years' time without them having the say, I think that will outrage people who voted Leave and voted Remain equally. And all we are saying is at the end of this process, then the proposition that, you know, the deal that Theresa May will come up with in the next couple of years should not be stitched up and imposed on us and agreed by politicians. The people should decide. I think that's something that can unite people of all persuasions.